Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
This won't come as a shock for anyone out there seeking to buy a home, but data from myhome.ie has confirmed just how tight the sales market is in Ireland by showing that the number of properties available last month was 50% lower than July 2014, despite having built at least 200,000 homes in that time. The problem is especially acute in Munster, where there are now 61% fewer properties to buy than 10 years ago. And Joanne Geary is the managing director of myhome.ie. Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning, Joe.
Not news for any would-be buyers out there, but it is a shock nonetheless, the extent of the lack of availability.
Yes, I think this new analysis from us, which we're releasing today, really brings into stark language the fact that there has been a 50% reduction in second-hand stock available for people to buy out there. Mm. And just to give the listeners a sense of the numbers, in July of this year, there was 12,500 second-hand properties available for sale on My Home. And if I look back to July 2014, that was almost 25,000 properties. So it's pretty stark. We all know that in this market, and I've spoken to you about this a number of times, we have very abundant and robust demand out there. We're still in this cycle of constrained supply. And these figures, as I say, bring that into very stark contrast.
Of course, the government will say that this year they're heading for 37,000 new homes being built. But clearly that is not enough. So is it just a case of supply and demand?
Well, I think it is in this market, but we're playing catch up if you consider, you know, that we came into COVID with already a supply issue, and then we went into COVID, you know, and construction sites were locked down, and we could see that the impact on pricing then as we came out of COVID,
prices started to increase. Many construction sites opened up pretty quickly when the government realised it had to continue building.
It did. But with construction, you can't just turn the tap on, unfortunately. You know, it takes time. You need workers, you need materials. And then we were faced with, you know, the increased costs of construction materials as well.
Prices went mad. For the input prices went crazy. And quite a few construction workers from outside Ireland went home. For example, there was a huge number from Poland that went home but didn't come straight back.
Mm-hmm. So we've had an ongoing supply issue here, you know, and you can certainly see this in the trader market in particular. Mm-hmm. Now, we speak quite a bit about the first-time market and new build, but, you know, we don't speak very often about that trader, the person who's trading up or trading down, and what's available to them to buy.
Very little.
Very little, and this is what these figures tell us today.
Now, the trading down is very interesting. So if you've had your family, and you're now empty nest and you're sitting in a 4 or 5 bedroom home somewhere nice, it needs to be attractive for you to give that up, given the fact that you may have been there 20, 30 years, your social circle is there, all your close friends and family know where you are, and maybe you want to keep a bedroom or two available for returning kids.
Mm-hmm. We know that people trade for a variety of reasons. The trader down market, as you're speaking to, what those traders tell us, and we heard this from agents and from people on the site, is that they would like to move, they would like to trade their property, but they want to be able to find something within their locality, as you've rightly said, that's warm, comfortable, you know, it's got maybe a B or an A energy rating. And if they could find that property, they would sell and move. Mm. Again, I'm back to the issue of supply, the lack of supply. Those properties don't tend to be available to that particular trader down market.
Though they would be cash rich, though, wouldn't they? If they did decide to trade down, they're going to make a huge equity profit, and they will be able to buy stuff that they wouldn't have considered otherwise.
You would imagine that might be the case for a lot of people, and they would also unlock a bit of equity for themselves, maybe in their later years when it would be particularly helpful to them. Mm. But there's also the trader up market.
Yeah.
That person who maybe their family is growing, or, you know, they're doing a bit better in life, mm-hmm. or they want to move a bit closer to schools or whatever the case may be. They want to be able to find, you know, and trade up maybe from a 1 or 2 bedroom apartment to maybe that 3 bedroom house, again, within their area of choice. And what we're hearing from that trader up buyer is, you know, again, they cannot find something that they would like to buy.
I know something like 62% of all mortgages, all new mortgages out there, according to the BPFI, go to first-time buyers, which means the rest of it, as you say, they're the trader. Why is there such a regional deviation? 61% fewer properties in Munster compared to 10 years ago, only 19% in Dublin. I would have thought Dublin would have a much bigger number given the huge surge in employment here.
Yeah, I mean, and this is, you know, part of the issue and one that should be concerning to us, you know, that rural-urban divide that seems to be spoken to in these figures. But actually, if you think about what's happened in Dublin in the last number of years, Dublin has benefited from a lot of that new build development, you know, more so than other parts of the country. Mm-hmm. And that new development and build offers more supply and choice into the market, which means that those traders can buy into a new development. And also we saw that Dublin had benefited from price increases, you know, from 2014, 2015 onwards that other parts of the country may not have. Mm-hmm. So the Dublin market has been trading and turning over at a faster rate than other parts of the country.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, okay. Well, I mean, our good friend and colleague Jonathan Healy will be presenting the News Talk Breakfast Show, and he'll have plenty to say, being a Cork man, about that. But the anecdotal evidence is that there is even tighter supply problems in Cork City than there is in Dublin. But thank you very much for coming in, Joanne. That's Joanne Geary, the Managing Director of MyHome.ie.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.